Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition, the January 6th Hearing Eve Edition. I got my little buddy Dominic, I got Fancy Brian, I got Evan here in the world headquarters, lightly screening your calls, 844-967-2789. We're going to come back this hour, we're going to talk about a judge ordering Eastman, you know, he's the coup guy. But ordering Eastman to release more of the documents to the January 6th committee, we'll get there in a minute. But CJ, you've been a patient guy, man. We're going to take your call first. CJ, welcome back to the big show. What do you got for us?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
I heard you the other day berating Tom Hartman. You wouldn't do that to us, would you, CJ?
Well, you guys don't give me much of a chance to talk. I get one sentence, then I'm done. But you know, as I listened to you today, it's kind of fun that there was some news made that I get criticized a lot, but now we found out Bill's from, I think, Oconomowoc is a hypocrite on gas and guns. But, you know, $4.95 a gallon, and this president campaigned on that. It's a success to him, and it doesn't bother Bill. It doesn't bother Stabenow. It doesn't bother them that the gas is this high. So, and as a matter of fact, Fox is covering it. They're covering it on two other podcasts and Fox Business Channel. And
that's not the primary, CJ. That's like putting it on the HD2 side channel, dude. You and I both know that's not the same as the primetime network.
I watched both conventions, and, you know, the way your party covers conventions, and as far as MSNBC and CNN, ask Nick Sandman if they get honest. It cost them $250 million. And it's going to cost that much for Rittenhouse, too. And Eric Swalwell. And you name it. You guys call that news. And you don't.
I'm not here bragging about the coverage of CNN, CJ. You've never heard me do so.
Yeah, you are.
How
Fox
so?
Have you on,
I can't.
How many times have you been on Fox?
Well, I've been on Fox a lot more times than I've ever been on CNN. CNN came to our Milwaukee studios once.
Go. See, more proof that they have both sides of issues, and that's why they're number one for 25 years.
You know what, CJ? They like to have talk radio panels, and there's about 9,000 righty-whitey talk radio hosts in America, and there's like five of us, dude. So I get called like once a month.
They have you on. They have Democrats on every day trying to defend, like Jen Psaki, trying to defend this nightmare we're living through, and you're defending it. It's okay for the gas to climb to $6 a gallon because we'll get a $10,000 tax subsidy for our electric car. Who's the subsidy paying it, Crudy?
Well, you know what? Poor people suffer first, CJ. I'll readily admit that.
The taxpayers paying that subsidy, Dom. So you can praise let's raise the subsidy. Let's cancel everybody's college debt. It doesn't cost any. This caused the $4. That's the point. Larry Summers said this is going to cause inflation. Who's Larry Summers? The Democrat Treasury that worked for Obama. You guys are just in. You brought us to a nightmare, and you're okay with it.
CJ, you've made some excellent points, relatively speaking. For you, man, I'm telling you, you've been on the mark so far. Are you going to watch the January 6th hearing tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'll tape them. I'm not going to watch them live, but I'll tape them. But you know what? They aren't going to prove anything. If Donald Trump isn't president anymore, this guy has created the nightmare all around the world, including Afghanistan, 13 soldiers dead. You don't care about that. You never talk about them. How about
CJ, that was a year-old news, dude. You know we do headlines. CJ, I'm cutting you off, man. I think I've given you a fair and balanced time on the radio. That's all you get today. You know, we allow other voices. You might not like the timing or how long we let you speak for, CJ, but we let you talk. Tom Hartman does, the Devil's Advocates do. I mean, hell, man, you listen as much as anybody to my radio station, and I appreciate you doing so. But A, get some fresh talking points. And B, CJ, sure, inflation. Dude, I see it. It's a political problem for Joe Biden. You made a good point. Do you have any other points to make, CJ? Because your guy tried to end democracy. And as much as I find the gas prices troubling, and of course, you know, I believe it's the economy, stupid. I get that. But CJ, when your guy wants to throw out democracy, it's a little hard for me to move beyond that point. How about you, little buddy?
Yeah, I mean, I economy is literally irrelevant when you're fighting war in the street, right? If you do not have a peaceful transfer of power, if you have this activity going on in this country, listen, I mean, obviously there is an economy. I'm dismissing it. But when you compare it to the assault on democracy and the assault on the peaceful transfer of power, it kind of pales in comparison. And if I got to pay
for you and I, because we have enough good fortune in our lives, we can afford to put gas in the Jeep, right? I mean, if I can afford to put gas in the Jeep, then yeah, it's somebody else's problem. It's not a crudy problem per se. And I certainly have seen inflation. I get it, man. You know, I've been a broke ass guy for as long as I've been in radio. So I feel the pangs of inflation. It's not that I don't. But do you think the average American consumer is a lot more like CJ than we'd like to let on? And that is effectively whatever affects
CJ knows,
my checkbook.
No, listen, no, I do not think so. I think guys like CJ know exactly what's going on, and he's trolling us. We met CJ. I know how this cat works, and I know how a lot of these Republicans work. I mean, he's trying to get a rise out of all sorts of people and trying to, you know, emphasize the Republican agenda, right? I mean, he knows. He knows. Everybody knows. And unless you are willing to have an, you know, want and desire and administration, a Republican, Democratic, whatever administration, to start putting price controls in and, you know, clawing back some of the oil or however you want the government to act, well, you're getting really down a slippery slope. And I don't think that as much as people like CJ say, well, it's all Biden's fault. Well, what would you have Biden do? What
windfall would Trump profits do? Tax. I can tell you what Bernie would do. Windfall profits tax.
Amen, brother.
And you'd actually get guys, maybe not CJ, because, you know, he's a particularly obstinate sort, but you'd get some conservatives that would go along with that, because so many of us think, well, if they're getting rich while we're paying the price, well, that's not inflation, that's price gouging.
And there's a fine line, man. I mean,
they've crossed it, because we can look at historical track records, the cost of crude oil and what that results at the cost of the gas pump.
Sure.
And you know what? We're paying a hell of a lot more than that in real time. Record high prices, not record high oil prices, record high consumer prices. There are two different things. And oil, as you and I know, and CJ, if he listens long enough, and I think he's still listening, oil is an international commodity. As we talked about, it's $11 a gallon in Hong Kong. You know what? I bet they're selling a few more electric cars there, and scooters and bicycles. There are alternatives to freaking gas guzzlers. And if some Democrats look with glee at the fact that oil prices spiking may finally tip us towards a greener economy? Well, that is what we ran on, CJ. Yes. We didn't drive up the oil prices. Putin had a big part of that. And if your complaint is that by giving people $1,400, we somehow created rampant inflation, well, maybe that was the fact that people didn't have any chance to go out and eat for like 2 years. And they stacked cash, like $2.5 trillion. You know what? They haven't even bought down or paid down their new savings. A lot of people. You know who did? The brokest 20%. All their savings, all their windfall from the government or whatever else, it's gone. So those people, like they always are, they're broke again. But that ain't you, CJ. You're not empathetic to your common man. You might be a little irritated at the higher gas prices, but you love the fact you can blame it on Joe Biden.
But can you, I mean, you can blame it on Joe Biden, and granted, whoever is in charge during the economy gets the blame. Okay, I mean, that's how it is. But then don't gloss over the fact that Donald Trump presided over a huge recession and crash in this country.
And pandemic.
The way he handled the pandemic. Yes, that was under his watch.
Well, we're talking, what, about 13 dead in Afghanistan a year later? We're supposed to make that the lead each and every night? Like, maybe Hannity might? I'm not clear. Who actually covers that as their lead anymore? But I'm telling you, man, when you talk about a casualty count of a million Americans, many of whom followed the bad example of the former president, who on tape said, you know, we know how infectious this disease is, but publicly spurned a mask. I mean, the guy was dying of COVID, came from Walter Reed and took off his mask, huffing and puffing, barely able to breathe.
Up
he wasn't blowing any houses
House.
Down that night, but he was more than willing to cough on all the staffers around him. Because he didn't give a damn about human life. Look at the COVID numbers. Cares about rich people. Cares about his members down at Mar-a-Lago.
But cares you about ain't his
one
life.
Of them, CJ.
Donald Trump cares about Donald Trump. And that is the only thing Donald Trump cares about. And I would ask CJ and all the Republicans, if Donald Trump were president right now and we had $5 gas, what would Donald Trump do to make us pay less in gas? I'd really like to hear that answer.
He'd use his Twitter account to threaten OPEC. What do you do about the Chinese tariffs? You know, some of the supply side problems. I mean, he was rooting against Harley Davidson motorcycles, talking about the former president, right?
Yes.
He wasn't rooting for the American economy. He was rooting for whichever way he thought the political winds were blowing that benefited who, Dom?
Donald Trump.
Yeah, thank you. Well said, sir.
Yeah, thank
come
you,
back. Thank you. Yeah, we make fine tea. That's why people listen, we hope. More of your phone calls could be next. It's the Happier Happy Hour. Always happy when you join at 844-967-2789.
Hope you have a big trunk, because I'm putting my bike in it.